On this week's episode of Keeping It Real, Cam Marston tells us about his daughter's volleyball career that will soon come to an end.
In the past 25 years or so, I bet I've watched, and this is a conservative estimate, 70 million volleyball matches. When I first met my wife, she was a collegiate volleyball coach, and I showed up to watch her teams play. I knew little of volleyball, and these were other people's kids. But I sure liked that coach, so I went to the matches. A few years later, I spent hours pushing my daughter's stroller around the UNC Charlotte gym, watching that coach, now my wife, lead her team. Her coaching came to an end after our other three children were born, and volleyball faded into a memory. About 8 years ago, though, that baby in the stroller, now in eighth grade, started playing. Volleyball was back. This time, though, it was difficult to watch. My only volleyball experience was watching collegiate-level players, and now I was watching little girls who would miss the ball when they tried to hit it. Serves never made it as far as the net, much less over it, and they'd stop playing to get the tails of their hair bows out of their eyes. I watched my daughter play from sidelines in gyms all across Mobile, and in a few years, all across the state and the southeast. Volleyball was back to front and center, and now it was my child on the court. My job requires travel, and fall is the busiest part of my year. Many, many times I've called after the match for my daughter to tell me what happened as I sit in a hotel room somewhere. Parents would text me score updates, and I'd celebrate or groan 30,000 feet in the air on an airplane. COVID has stopped my travel, and I've seen nearly every match this her senior year. It's been a blessing in what has been a difficult year. And as I write this, my daughter is prepping for her final matches tomorrow in Montgomery. If they win their first match, they'll go to Birmingham to play in a tournament next week for the state championship. And by the time this airs, we'll know if they advance to this next level or not. The parents and grandparents I've sat in the stands with over these many years have become dear friends. And in Montgomery tomorrow, we'll cheer and we'll cajole and we'll push and pull from our seats as we ride the emotional roller coaster each match brings with the hope that we'll do this once more in Birmingham. Regardless of this week's outcome, though, I'm having to reckon with the fact that this chapter in my beautiful daughter's life is nearly over. And it's yet another sign that she'll be leaving home and off to college soon. And this is all reason for celebration, right? This is good, isn't it? She's growing up. She's moving on. This is what I'm supposed to want, isn't it? Maybe, probably. But I'd love just once more to watch my little girl joyful on that volleyball court with the tails of her hair bows in her eyes. I'm Cam Marston, and I'm just trying to keep it together.
To hear more of Cam Marston's commentaries, search for Keeping It Real on your favorite podcast app or find them on Facebook.